Welcome in to another episode of the Nothing Catch Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Dewey, aka Pangwangle. Moving on up. It is getting close to playoffs, guys. We just wrapped up week 11. We've got two more weeks of the regular season, and then playoffs begin. Playoffs, man. I cannot believe that that's already happening. It's getting kind of crazy, getting kind of heated. We had a crazy week this week because this week was the trade deadline. So if you're unfamiliar, right now you can no longer trade. They may leave it open until midnight tonight because the Kansas City game just ended, Monday night game. Bummer if you're a Chiefs fan out there. I know we all are. I might have another podcast to hop on here after I'm done with this one. So to talk about that, we'll have to go over that whole situation. Week 14 is when the playoffs begin. Week 14, we just finished 11, so we have week 12 and week 13 left. So we have two more weeks to get yourself into the playoffs. So this week we've got, we'll go over some things. We'll go over all the trades that happened. We'll go over my power rankings. We'll go over my picks and see how I did. And then we'll kind of go into a little bit more detail of a few little areas I found kind of interesting and predictions of where everybody's landing currently based upon how and who's alive and who's not alive and who's locked in the playoffs. So first off, we're going to go over my picks this week. This week I did 500. I was, 50-50 or 3-for-3. Picked Pangwangle to win myself, and I totally won. Destroyed Jake, but you'll understand why when we get a little bit later. I picked Kirk's right Achilles, and they won too. And then this is one that was a little surprise. I picked Alopecia Assassins to win, but Team Jake Fitzy pulled off an upset, which actually might be a pretty big deal, which we'll get into a little bit later. But that was massive for Team Jake Fitzy to win this week to get into the playoffs. That was my first L. Second L was I actually picked Coop de Goff to beat the Vladinator, but Vladinator pulling off his second win of the year. My goodness. If anything of how that really affected it is that may have put the nail in the coffin for Coop de Goff. It's going to be very hard for him to come out of this spiral kind of thing that he's in. And it is double the frustration when we go into the trades that we'll get into. Next up was Swifties. I picked Swifties to beat Chase on the Case, and I was correct on that one. And then I picked Big Bodie Jody to win and did not pull it off. This was a massive upset for God Love It, beating Big Bodie Jody. Pretty close game. It was only by 4 points. So he won by 4 points, but it was enough to keep his hopes alive for the playoffs. He is still on the outside looking in at this moment. But you never know. You never know. So congratulations to everybody who won. And congratulations to everybody who hoped to lose. You know who you are. All right. So let's go into what this means. Let's go into the kind of breakdown. So because of all these wins, I'm going to start at the bottom and work my way up of what everybody's record is going to be. And this is based upon my assessment on the points scored this week to their points scored last week. This is actually the order of the rankings that I think is going to come out tomorrow. At the end, we have Vladinator with 2-9. Next up, we have Team Coop de Goff at 4-7. And then Team Anoops at 4-7 and Suicide Squad at 4-7. Team Coop de Goff really needed this win to really stay active in this hunt because currently he has the lowest points for of everybody who's 4-7. So he has to get a lot more points to even get past the two people ahead of him. Let alone there's a category of 5-6 and then a massive category of 6-5. And of those 6-5 people, only three of them are going to make it. So there's one 6-5 team right now that's not going to make it into the playoffs. So Team Coop de Goff is all but eliminated. What he needs to do is win out, and he needs to have some of those 6 and 5 teams lose out, so not win another game. We'll see who we think that could be, but I don't know. I would almost say people who are 4 and 7 right now, you're pretty much, your season is done. You're not going to win you're not coming into the playoffs. There could be, you know, you can count me out on that. You can call me a doofus when that turns out to be not the case. But it's an extremely uphill battle for you to make it in the playoffs. So that brings us up to that 5 and 6 category, which is God love it, all by himself at 5 and 6. This is why it's massive, him beating Big Booty Judy, the one of the top people in the league. He got beat. This guy beat him, and his points 4 is actually pretty high. It's crazy because his total points 4 is going to be around 1,211. And that's higher than the next two people in that are 6 and 5. So he has a very strong team. He just keeps getting the luck of the draw to go up against some other people who scored higher that week for against him. So both him and Jake are going to be around 1,210 to 1,211 points for both of those teams. And the difference is 4 and 7. To 6 and 5. Like, it's just, fantasy football is crazy like that. So that is currently your bottom 5 people. The last person, the bottom 6, is currently going to be Team Jake Fitzy based upon my calculations, because his points 4 is only 1,182. See, so like, he's 30 something points less than both Jake and our Suicide Squad and God Love It. And yet he's 6 and 5 because he's had better schedule in the league. So he is the lowest of the current 6 and 5 teams, but he's still very much in the race. Chase on the case, he's 6 and 5. Next is Alopecia Assassins, 6 and 5, followed by Pangwangle, 6 and 5. I'm going to be, based on my calculations, the highest of the 6 and 5s because of my points 4 at 1,297. But that's not, you know, not to say that Alopecia Assassins isn't going to pass me, because he's pretty close. He's only behind me by about 40 points or so. So I need to keep winning is what the short message of it is. Next category is a 7 and 4 team, Kirk's Right Achilles. And what's crazy about him is he has the very most, absolute most points for, but yet he is number 3 in the league because of the record. That's just luck of the draw for him. But I won't say 7 and 4 is, you know, a pretty good setup here too. And the truth is he's pretty much locked in the playoffs. He has locked in the playoffs. He hasn't locked in the bye week yet, though. The top 2 teams will lock in the bye. And so he still has a chance to beat out either one of the people ahead of him that are 8 and 3, as long as they drop one game and he keeps winning. So you never know. It's right there. The last two people, they are controlling their destiny for the last. Oh, actually, no. I just realized something. There are divisions in here. And so, based upon the divisions, I didn't mark out who's in what, which division. That is crazy. That will be interesting how it all plays out then. So I would say Kirk's Right Achilles is pretty much locked in his first week bye, because the next two people are in the same division and they're fighting each other for that next spot. So, yeah. Oh man, that's crazy. So Kirk's Right Achilles, you may have all but locked in your first round bye. And then the next one, next two people who are 8 and 3, Big Booty Judy and Swifties, are both 8 and 3. And they are fighting right now for that last bye week. I would say Pangwangle, myself, Alopecia, and Chase on the Case, and Team Jake Fitzy. We're all just pretty much trying to lock in the playoffs altogether. We could easily be in, we could easily be out. But I don't think any of us have a chance to make it to the number 1 unless you know, one of these people ahead of us in our divisions loses out completely and we win out all completely. You know, looking at the total scores here, I think I might have the closest, but I mean, not by much, not really, because I'd have to gain 100 points on Team Swifties. So I would need him to pretty much be putting up like 50 points a week and me just dominating for the next 2 weeks. And I just don't see that happening based on his team. So, so that's kind of where it's at. So right now with the top six teams in the playoffs, it looks like Swifties, Big Booty Judy, Kirk's Right Achilles, Pangwangle, Alopecia Assassins, and Chase on the Case are the teams who are in. But let me look at something here. 1, 2, 3. I'm curious, but if with the playoffs, sorry. So what I'm doing right now is currently I'm on Sleeper. They haven't updated their rankings yet, but based upon what their current rankings are, I'm going to see who's in the playoffs, and I want to see, like, are they just taking the top three of each team, or are they taking the top three by score, and with that comes also the points four, because that would be crazy, because somebody could miss out on that. Specifically on this side, Alopecia Assassins, you're currently, based on my assessment, are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, number five in the league, in which are you still, it does not showing you up in the thing. Oh, there you are. Oh yeah. It goes, oh, that's really annoying. When you go to the playoff bracket, it goes by your username and not your team name. And so I have to know who you are. So yeah, so it still has Alopecia Assassins in there. If the league ended right now, Alopecia Assassins and myself, Pangwangle, would go up against each other. But I don't know if that's the case, you know, next week or not. We'll have to see. Yeah. Interesting. This is going to be really fun coming into the end here. So let's go over what happened this week. So this week was a little crazy. I wish I could see all of the draft picks, you know, look at everybody's draft picks currently to see where they're at, because it would be really helpful to be able to, you know, pan things out here. So what happened is Jake and I started it off. Since this was the very last week to trade, you had to kind of make a decision if you were right here on the edge. Am I pushing for the playoffs or am I not? If you're on the edge, you could go all in and try to get a championship this year. You may compromise for any future years by trading draft picks. But we started off by me, Pangwangle, going out and getting Tyreek Hill. I gave up a lot for him. I sent Jake my next year, 2024, second round pick, my next year, 2024, ninth round pick, and my 2025, so the year after, seventh round pick. So I'm paying up 2 years, in a sense of draft capital, to try and win this year. I think I have a team that has a potential chance to do it. And we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, so that's what I gave up. But I got Tyreek Hill, but I gave up three draft picks. So Jake's getting a massive draft pick. But then Matt Zacharias, or what's his name? Coop de Goff. He came to me and wanted a running back, and he traded me a 2024 fourth round pick for Aaron Jones. So I gave up a running back for a fourth round pick, in which I think that's pretty good, because since I gave up two 2024s, I ended up getting one back. So, yeah, it's like I dropped down to two rounds and got Tyreek Hill this year. So I think that was pretty good, pretty worth it. Then Jake wasn't done. Matt Zacharias, or Team Coop de Goff, went and traded his third round draft pick for Derrick Henry, which I thought was crazy. So Jake's got another draft pick. then Jake traded again with trademark. Oh, Big Booty Judy. And what happened with this one is Big Booty Judy received Kareem Hunt and Gus Edwards, and Jake got Tyler Algier, Josh Downs, and Big Booty Judy's 2024 11th round pick and his 2024 fifth round pick. That one is kind of weird, because I don't know. I think Jake got a lot on that draft pick, that exchange. I think got way better of a situation out of it. So those were like the big ones. They went bam, 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 all right after each other about 4 days ago when we all started to hit this. And then people started to go like, oh, this is crazy, interesting. And Jake was able to post his current draft picks, which I'll pull up here if I can. My monitor won't let me get very big. Let's go bigger here. Okay, so Jake right now, he has a first round, 2 second rounds, a third round, 2 third rounds, a fourth, 2 fifth rounds, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 2 ninths, a 10th, and 2 11ths. So he has a lot of draft picks now, which, to a little side note to this, I'm wondering, that's more, you're going to draft more players than you can have on your team. So that's my one question is like, okay, so you have all these draft picks, yes, but how is that going to help you at all? Because once the draft ends, you're going to have to drop your last probably, I don't know how many we have. Let's pull up a team here. In a typical, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15 spots. And you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So you're going to have to drop your last 11th round pick. So I guess it's not the end of the world. I mean, that one you can just, you know, grab that IR person with that pick, drop, toss them on your IR, and you're all good to go. So I guess that's a good strategy. So right now, I mean, based upon when you posted that, you probably... Yeah, but then Jake wasn't done. So Jake's going to have another one. So he's going to have 2 11th rounders that he's going to have to drop here in a little bit, unless he drafts an IR person, which he'll probably want to do. I needed a running back because I noticed that my first round of the playoffs, week 14, I have one of my running backs. My one of two running backs is on bye. So I'm like, ah, shoot, I need to get another running back. And I wasn't sure about Khalil Herbert and how he was going to handle coming back with Chicago. So I went after Kyren Williams from Jake. So I grabbed that one. So I sent him Khalil Herbert and my 10th of 2024. So Jake now has another 10th round pick. And I grabbed Kyren Williams for the Rams. Hopefully that's a good one. So at that point, we're like, okay, we're all done, right? No, Vladdy Daddy wanted to get involved. Vladdy Daddy said, hey, I think it's a good time to go ahead and drop things and go from there. So who's Jake Rindefell? Swifties. Swifties went after some of Vladdy Daddy's people. Swifties went and got Calvin Ridley from the Jacksonville Jaguars and gave up Romeo Dobbs and a 11th round pick. I think that right there was a steal for Swifties. I think he got away with highway robbery. I think that one should have been, you know, Calvin Ridley should have been at least an 8th rounder, maybe even a 7th, because in a normal draft, he'd be being drafted pretty high. And Romeo Dobbs isn't all that great, in my opinion. So, so that happened. And then a little while later, that one was processed. There. And then Coop de Goff was like, hey, I'm going in on this too. I'm going to keep getting more players. So he went and got Stephon Diggs, which seemed at the time to be a great one because he gave up a second round and a 6th round of next year for him. And so, yeah, it looked like Coop de Goff was going all in with all the trades and all the, you know, acquisitions and all those fun things. And it did not pan out this week. He ended up losing. So that's kind of one of the rough parts about fantasy football for sure. Anyways, so then there was an injury to the Ravens tight end. And so Jake was like, hey, I can trade you Cole Kmet. And so so he gave up Cole Kmet and got a 7th round pick. So now, if I'm counting correctly, Jake has 3 picks that he's going to have to just drop at the end of the draft. which is just crazy. There might be a point which he should try trading some of these lower ones for a higher one. I don't know, in the offseason if he can, but that he's got a lot of picks he's got to pan out here. And then I needed to get a quarterback, and during the game of Burrow, it wasn't sure what his status was, and so I reached out to Vladdy Daddy, knowing he had Mahomes, and I was like, hey, can we talk about Mahomes? And so we started negotiating, and it came down to literally, like, I sent him a different, a lower draft pick, and then he was like, no, I want a higher one, and I was like, that's fine. So I gave up my fourth round pick for next year to pick up Patrick Mahomes. And I sent him Joe Burrow, but Joe Burrow's out for the rest of the season. So really, he's going to be dropping Joe Burrow. But so he got Patrick Mahomes for a fourth, which is fairly probably fair for where he is, where he's drafted and stuff like that. So so I grabbed that him. And then we thought we were done. Nope. Coop de Goff went and got Devonta Smith from the Vladdy Daddy, giving him a fifth rounder for that pick as well. So... yeah, lots and lots of trading. Jake and Vladdy Daddy were having a crazy fire sale trying to get as many draft picks as they possibly can this year. And we'll see what they do in the offseason if they are able to and or do trade some of them for higher picks. So, yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and wrap it up. We'll stop there based upon the fact that I might be hopping on here with a podcast with Jake here in a second to talk about the Chiefs game. And so I want to make sure I get to that. So let's go over the power rankings.
I'm the best you ever seen, Pat. I'm the best there is. Even if you beat me, I'm still the best.
All right. Power rankings. Some people went up. Some people went down. Some people actually stayed the same. This was a very hard week for me to move people around. Some people I felt like deserved to go higher, but I just couldn't justify moving them up yet. There's some people who I still feel like are powerhouses in this league, and I just couldn't do it. So we'll start out at the bottom here. Number 12, we have a new person at the bottom. And it's mainly because Vladdy Daddy won, so we got to move the guy up, right? I'm bringing Jake down to a side squad, down to number 12, down two spots, mainly because he sent everybody good on his team away. He's going to have a hard time pulling together a fighting chance each week. So not saying he's going to be an easy win, because we thought that was the case for Vladinator, and boy, howdy did he prove us wrong. Next up, I have Team Anoop still there at number 11. No movement, stayed the same. I just didn't feel... I felt like Jake dropped a little further than he did since Jake started to sell more of his assets. Vladinator moved him up to number 10, up two spots, because he beat out... he won this week. He was not supposed to win. Based upon how much effort Team Coop de Goff acquired, he really should not have won. Really, he stole a win from him and may have very well killed his season and maybe even killed his next season because of how much he was trading to try to make it this year a thing and make his team a viable thing. And look what happened. Nothing good. Nothing good. So, yeah, crazy situation with that. All right. Next up, we have... number 9, Team Coop de Goff. I have him there. Same spot as last week. Number 9, didn't move him at all. Didn't feel like I should move him down because he made some good acquisitions, but I didn't feel like I could move him up at all either. So we just kept him there. Number 8, we have Chase on the Case. I left him at number 8. I could have dropped him a little further if he did lose again, but again, his record is still relatively good. He does have a potential of being good, but I just couldn't move him up any further. I think there could be a chance he might fall out this next week and just completely not make it. So, and seeing how next week as well, he's playing Gotta Love It, and if Gotta Love It really wants to keep pushing forward for a win, he's got to win this one. So moving on to number seven, keeping Team Jake Fitzy there. I know that he had a great win this week for Team Jake Fitzy against Alopecia Assassins. I just couldn't put him higher than anybody else that I felt above him right now. It doesn't mean he's not a good team because Team Jake Fitzy is actually been showing to be a pretty good and formidable team. Yeah, I feel like he's right there, right on the edge. So I'm putting you at number seven, keeping you there from last week. Number six, keeping you as well at the same spot. So as you can tell, these middle spots here, keeping them all there. God love it. Number six. Number five, down two, Alopecia Assassins, bringing you down to number five. You had a rough loss against Team Jake Fitzy. I was pulling for you on that one, but nope, did not work out. So I brought you down to five because I wanted to bring up a few people as well. So number four, the biggest drop of the week, Big Booty Judy. I'm dropping you to number four. You were number one before in all of our hearts and in our booties. But that loss was a brutal one to a 4-6 team. Somebody you were supposed to clean up could not do it. So I'm pulling you down a little bit, bringing you down to number four. That brings us to number three, Pangwangle. Up two spots from five last week. Pulling off that win above 500 for the first time. Really ever. Last year was never above 500. This year, first time above 500. So I'm loving it here. No, I'm not going to keep loving it like number six over there, but I'm liking where I'm at. I'm feeling pretty strong. I'm feeling like I have a chance. If we can keep playing like we did this week where I was the number one scorer, man, that could be a hard opponent for anybody. Number two, we're bringing up from two spots, Kirk's right Achilles. Nice job. Nice win. Pulling off that win. It was a pretty substantial win by about 26 points against an opponent you were supposed to win. And you did. Good job. And then you had Swifties up one spot from last week from the number two. So I still think Swifties is the number one team and Kirk's right Achilles is the number two team. And actually, it's interesting is I did my rankings before I did all the data below that I was tracking. And it's quite interesting because Kirk's right Achilles has the most points scored and then Swifties has the second most points scored. So it worked out to actually follow along that trend. So I think you guys are right there. Doing a great job. And actually, Pangwangle myself is the third highest points scored, followed by Big Booty Judy. So I set those up actually unintentionally based upon the total points scored. That's pretty crazy. We'll see if these hold up after next week. Speaking of, I realized I didn't go over my next week's pick, so we're going to do that real quick. I'm going to pick myself Pangwangle over Coop de Goff. I need to keep winning, so I'm going to keep picking. Next, it's going to be Kirk's right Achilles over Team Jake Fitzy. I think this is where Team Jake Fitzy's season ends. If he wants to keep winning, though, he's got to beat the big dog. So we'll see if he can pull it off. Next up is the Battle of the Bottoms here. We've got Suicide Squad versus Vladinator. Not saying who cares, but that's a game of who doesn't. It's not going to affect anybody. But for the sake of picking, I'm going to look at it real quick. Hold on. Oh, Jay Dobbs here and Tua Tonga going against the Jets. We're going Vladinator. Vladinator's going to go on a win streak, two-game win streak. I see it happening. Going to happen. Next up, you got God Love It versus Chase on the Case. I'm going to say Gotta Love It. I think Gotta Love It is needing to win and is going to be fighting harder to win because if he can, he's got a good chance here. To make it into the playoffs. It's going to be a real squeaker. But I think he's got a chance. Let's see, we're looking at his team score here. God love it. Yeah. You're 5-6. Yeah. You're right on that edge. If you win against Chase on the Case, you'll bump to 6-6 and Chase on the Case will drop to 6-6. And who has more points for? Oh yeah. You gotta love it has more points for. So you would jump Chase on the Case and you pretty much kick him out of the playoffs. So God love it. If you can win this week, you can kick Chase out of the case, out of the playoffs, and control your own destiny to win next week and stay in the playoffs. So the high risk. Let's see if you can do it. I love it. This next game is actually going to be so good. This is a potential championship type game. We got Swifties versus Big Booty Judy. The top 8-3, both of them teams. This is going to be huge. It's huge for all of us 6-5 in this division. If we can win and then maybe potentially whoever loses this one loses the next one, you might be able to squeeze your way into a higher ranking, which would be cool. But this is the battle for the first round bye, because they're both in the same division, and it's for the top of it. So whoever wins this one has a pretty good chance to be the team that's going to get the first round bye. So let's look at the teams here real quick. You got Dak Prescott against Washington, big score. Versus Herbert versus Baltimore. Ooh, that's going to be a hard game for him. Is it Bijan Robinson? Yeah, Bijan Robinson against New Orleans. Okay, not the best. McCaffrey versus Seattle. That's probably going to be a good one. He's now got Gus Edwards, who's been scoring like crazy on the Chargers. Tony Pollard, who really hasn't been scoring well. Garrett Wilson. Oh, man. Swifties, how are you doing so well? As I'm going through, I'm like, oh, this team is struggling, it feels like. Kelsey, AJ Brown, okay, Pacheco, Flowers. Ooh. I'm going with Big Booty Judy. Big Booty Judy's going to pull it off and win. Currently not the case in terms of projected points. Currently projected points are not in their favor, but looking on the bench, I see Devin Singletary in there for Houston, and I think he's going to be a better option. So I think he'll be able to be tossed in there, probably to swap out. Who does he have in there? Could swap out for Gus Edwards, or he could swap out for Zay Flowers, somebody along that line. And then he also has A.J. Dillon, and Aaron Jones got hurt again and was ruled out for the rest of the game. So there's a chance it would be A.J. Dillon's, backfield again. Not that he did anything with it last time, but, yeah. I don't know. Keep an eye on it. I'm going with Big Booty Judy on that one as well. Then the final pick, Alopecia Assassins versus Team Anoop. Alopecia Assassins needs to win this week. I'm going to go with Alopecia Assassins. I think these can pull it off. Run through it again. Pang, Wangle. Oops. Saying Pang, Wangle. I'm saying Kirk. I'm saying Vladinator. I'm saying gotta love it. Big Booty Judy. And Alopecia. We'll see if I get those right. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. If you don't know, if you're following this league, Fantasy Football League, and you want to just hear some awesome conversations about Chiefs football specifically, give us a follow over on Around the Kingdom podcast. I'm going to head over there. We're going to talk football and this loss against the Eagles. All right. See ya.